And we're back at the Santa Fe Baking Company. And do we have any report, Mary Lynn? What's going on in the phone rooms?
Gosh, the phones just don't stop. Everybody's
Yay.
Been on them, and including myself here.
Good.
Let's see. Let's thank Brian Egoff.
Thank you, Brian.
He adopted some Watts, and he's named them Mary and Charlotte.
Thank you. He's our wonderful politician. Here in New Mexico, he's our state representative in this area to the New Mexico legislature.
And Rafa and Sally are
thank you
contributing. And Linda Larkin thinks you are just amazing, Mary Charlotte.
Thank you.
And Eric Witt and New
Yay.
Mexico's burgeoning film industry adopted say what?
Thank you, Eric.
And I have more.
Keep going.
Santa Fe Community College employee Liz Servio contributed, and she challenges other SFCC employees to support KSFR.
Wonderful. Thank you all, and keep those phones ringing. You can give us an update at the end on our money situation, too, on whether we've reached our dollar amount.
Will do. We're getting close. And we have, if we haven't already exceeded it, I haven't seen that. We have two more to thank right
Yay.
At this moment.
Go ahead.
Elizabeth Dunham.
Yay, thank you.
And Ronald Duncan for Gowan Books. He wants to thank you, Mary Charlotte, for supporting all authors. And he contributed $72 because that is a symbol for creativity.
Oh, that's great. Thank you all. Keep the phones ringing, 428-1393. We will get to and exceed our $100,000 goal at this rate. This is absolutely wonderful. So please support Public Radio, 428-1393. Jan Willem Janssens has just joined us. He's the executive director of Earthworks Institute. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. And here late in the show, we've got another 10 minutes left, but tell us what you've got some things going on this weekend.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. And what we're going to do is, like many listeners probably know, we're still working a lot in the Galisteo Basin. And what we're really going to launch is the concept of a wild way across the Galisteo Basin.
Now, a wild way across the Galisteo Basin, that is a combination of animal corridors and water corridors?
Waterways and open space with trails and areas to enjoy the archaeology, maybe farms, ranching, and all those areas, as long as they're open and as long as nature, water, animals can live there and connect from north to south and east to west. And that becomes then a living movement within the state and the continent because it fits within ongoing pathways, you could say, for animals across the Rocky Mountains.
Now, this is part of a really continental vision in which we can break up our world into states and cities and counties, but the animals and the water can't do that. They need some continuities.
They have no boundaries. They don't tell us where there's an administrative boundary, where they stop. That's often what we do, and then things go wrong. And so I'd love to talk with you maybe another time about this.
Yeah, we need a whole show to talk about this
yeah.
once our fundraiser is done, so you can make that happen, dear listeners.
Yes, exactly. And but one of the little things that I want to really share with people today is that as part of that, we want people really to experience this landscape. And we've done that, of course, over the years and with a lot of partners. So now, after $1 million of investments over the last 10 years and another $1 million of match that people gave, we have about 2 miles of restored streams, 100 acres of small wetlands and springs that restored, and 1,000 acres of wildlife habitat and forests and grasslands that have been treated over the last 10 years. And certain conservation partners like Commonweal Conservancy, the Santa Fe Conservation Trust, Santa Fe County, and the Nature Conservancy have, parallel to this, identified buffer zones, conservation easement areas, protected open spaces, basically, of several tens of thousands of acres in the Galisteo Basin. And we're coordinating with them to basically line that all up so that water and wildlife and people enjoying all that can in the future pass through the Galisteo Basin. And so one of the events prior to basically achieving that big vision and dream and maybe in the next decade is that we're going to have ongoing events that people can enjoy the archaeology, the history, and the great outdoors of the basin. And this coming weekend, one of those events is coming up.
So tell us about that.
Yeah, that is an event this Saturday, September 18th, in collaboration with Commonweal Conservancy in the Galistea Basin Preserve, which is this new development that's being planned just west of Lamy, where we're getting together to enjoy hiking opportunities, to also see how an earthworks crew is doing restoration work and field monitoring on the successes of our work there. And the day will be introduced by Ted Harrison of Commonweal Conservancy, and then he'll invite Sherry Sheik, who will be there. She's a well-known archaeologist in this region, has worked a lot in that area, to give an explanation about the history of that landscape and how people have lived there, farmed there, and made a living over a long period of time, so that we can understand the different layered stories of history in that landscape. Then we will follow with a little explanation about the ecology of the place, and then we will tell people to join for different hikes. There will be moderately strenuous hikes and easy hikes for those who have that need and ability. And others may join our restoration crew for in-stream restoration work. And people can register by going online to our website, www.earthworksinstitute.org. And there's a small registration fee that covers the cost of lunch. So we offer lunch. And I think that's enough. Then by going through that website, people have a chance to sign up. And we still have a couple of dozen spots left. We don't hope to get more than 50 because that will be way too much to handle. But
excellent. Well, and you know, we were talking earlier in the program with Tara Brockman about how farming work is really hard work. Most of us don't do, well, I don't know about most of us. I don't I don't do any hard work. I walk my dogs and do radio. And that physical work, if you don't have the opportunity to do it, doing stream restoration, that's a chance to really get in the outdoors and start doing stuff.
Absolutely. And a nice thing of that is, if you come back to the place and you see that when a little rock barrier is set up well, that you can just dig down, probably now even without several weeks of no rain there. And after a foot of sand, you get water, pure fresh water, so nice that you can drink it. And that the coyotes start digging, that there's plants and sedges and willows coming up again that used to be there maybe in a width not wider than this table here from you to me, but now are spreading an area as big as this entire restaurant. And so, and that is just amazing. Within 2 or 3 years' time, you can make that difference.
Yeah, that's a wonderful thing. And I think when we talk about life cycles, our own life cycles, the cycles on the year of a farm, there's also these cycles that if you are living in New Mexico, you decide that you're going to join with Jan Willem and do stream restoration and so on, you can really see these changes and you can see these parts of our natural landscape coming back.
And it's really like gardening the landscape, really. It is it all going back to improving the soil, making it make water infiltrate and create productive plants for animals, and then indirectly for all of us and for the larger landscape, because it all hangs together like one big system. And Native Americans really knew that. And so on September 25th, we're having a hike, and that's 2 weeks away, where we're going to take people to the Kennedy site, which is a very interesting site just west of Galisteo. And I already want to make a pitch to people to come together at 9:30 at the church in Galisteo on Saturday the 25th. And then we will have archaeologists from the Office of Archaeological Studies taking us to the Kennedy site. Santa Fe County provides access. It will be free of charge from 9:30 to 12:30. We're going to look at the historic railroad intersection there and how people 125 years ago started an entire village there. Right. That has existed for several decades and then collapsed. But nearby, there are also archaeological sites that we're hopefully going to take a look at. So gradually people get an entire overview of the stories of this landscape. And that's really what we want to accomplish, so that people understand why we want to have this big wild way across the Galisteo Basin.
And we don't have a whole lot of time left. It's almost time for the show to end. But Jan Willem, I want to give you the chance to make a shout out to all of your folks who are part of Earthworks Institute and who are listening.
Yeah, because I really want to ask you all and beyond Earthworks Institute to support KSFR, because KSFR really helps us to get the word out and rally the community to support these wild ways and for animals to eat healthy and for people to eat healthy. So I would like everybody to call in and make a pledge to KSFR, and with that also support our work in the larger Santa Fe area.
And the number is 428-1393. Once again, 428-1393. I want to thank Tara Brockman, the author of The Seasons on Henry's Farm, A Year of Food and Life on a Sustainable Farm, and Sarah Noss, Executive Director of the Santa Fe Farmers Market Institute, and Jan Willem Janssen, Executive Director of Earthworks Institute. Hey, do we have a report from the control room?
We sure do, and I don't know if you got my last chat because the computer froze on me.
Oh, okay.
We have only a few, like less than $200 to go to make $2,000 during this show.
So ladies and gentlemen, step up. We've got a minute and a half. We'll actually give you to the end of the news to make that $2,000 goal. Please call 428-1393. Any thank yous?
Yeah, we have four here. Janet Fisher.
Thank you.
Carmen Blue, who's a longtime listener.
Yay, thank you.
And Judith Galley from Houston, Texas.
Wonderful.
And lastly, Kathleen Banks, and I'm sure there'll be more before the hour's up. And did you get my email about going for another minute?
Yes.
Okay, great.
So we're going to go for another minute. 428-1393 is the number. And please support public radio. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. I'm Mary Charlotte. You can email me anytime you want at radiocafe@ksfr.org. You can friend me on Facebook at facebook.com/radiocafe. And that's a nice way to keep in touch with people, too. And people can make comments on the show. Although, we don't get all that many comments. Why don't you start commenting? Go to facebook.com/radiocafe and let us know what you think of the Radio Cafe and ksfr.org. You can stream the show anywhere in the world at ksfr.org. And we do have listeners all over the place. And let's see. Well, we've got the fundraiser coming up for the next few days. We need to reach $100,000. Facebook.com/radiocafe. And that's a nice way to keep in touch with people, too. And people can make comments on the show. Although, we don't get all that many comments. Why don't you start commenting? Go to facebook.com/radiocafe and let us know what you think of the Radio Cafe and ksfr.org. You can stream the show anywhere in the world at ksfr.org. And we do have listeners all over the place. And let's see. Well, we've got the fundraiser coming up for the next few days. We need to reach $100,000. You have helped us get there during the first 4 hours of our broadcast day today. Thank you so much. Let's keep it going. Let's get it done, because we want to just go back to our program schedule. Jan Willem, Sarah, Tara, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor
nice
Charlotte.
To be here.
Okay, time to go, ladies and gentlemen, back to Bill and Dan in the newsroom and all of our wonderful volunteers and staff at KSFR. Hasta la vista. Ciao.